ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth Livecast. My name is Jim Case, and I am your host, and I am excited about the show today. We're going to bring Cindy out here in just a few minutes to talk about all things vibration and energy. We're going to dive into really helping. I think as we've looked at, all of us are dealing with so many different things, and as we talk about how to move through these things, we talk a lot about vibration and energy. And I thought, what a way to help people here is maybe let's talk about vibration. Let's bring that home in a way that it isn't just word salad, that you can begin to actually understand what we mean by vibration and energy, because you're going to feel it, because you're going to begin to understand it in your own context. And that's what my hope and goal for this show is today with Cindy and I, is that we'll be able to give some examples. We're going to do some experiential stuff and then give you some words around it so that you can start to really dive into this in your own experience. Because as we've talked about, this is the year for me, this is the year of conscious creation. So as a result of that, to me, is all about the message that we've been receiving since 2020, which is go inside, go inside, go inside. Well, what's the point of going inside if you don't know what you're looking at or what you're dealing with? So hopefully today we're going to give you some really great information, give you some tools and things that will help you to be even more successful as we go forward and to be less impacted by the things that are showing up around you. So I'm excited about that. And again, we're going to have Cindy out in just a sec. I'm going to switch over here and we're going to talk about the movement for a sec, and then we're going to bring Cindy on. So bear with me, we'll be right back. All right, the year of conscious creation. Oh, my world is good. My world is good. My world is good. Here we are in this year of conscious creation and this movement. I've created this movement, guys, because I want us to take back, maybe, or maybe step into is a better word. I don't like take back. I want us to step into this conscious creation process in a way that really demonstrates our power and really demonstrates your power and your ability to create change in your life and your ability to see the goodness in the world, even when it seems like things aren't necessarily good. Again, that's all judgment, right? That's all kind of how we assess it. So here we are, 7.5 to 8 billion unique worlds inhabiting our planet. And I say that unique worlds concept because the way I see it, it is a unique world, your world, my world, everybody's world, because I can't live your life. You can't live my life. I can't change your life, but you can change your life. I can add influence. I can offer suggestions. But if you're not receiving it, then it's not going to create change in your world. So because you change your life, because you create your life, I see these as individual worlds. And so this movement was a way of generating an energy that is not affiliated with anything. It's a neutral positive statement. My world is good. It's a statement that doesn't have anything to do with your religion and has nothing to do with your politics. It has nothing to do with your sex, has nothing to do with your color or your race or your creed or your anything except being human. And as I observed what was happening in the latter part of the last year, seeing and feeling all of the confusion and frustration that people were feeling and the topsy-turviness of what's real, what's not real, what's true, what's not true, all of the confusion. And I said, wait a second, if a small group of people can create that energy, then a small group of people can create an even greater energy if we choose to focus on it. And that's really where I'm about now, is I want to see us create that tipping point together. So in your world, my world is good. You begin to create a perspective, because remember, everything you're seeing in the world is simply the reflection of your perspective. It's the reflection of the perspective that you've developed over the course of your lifetime. So I'm asking us to add an energy to that. My world is good. And that's a universal energy that we can all do together. And in doing that, we create this unity. We create this harmony and energy. And that's what creates the tipping point, because the perspective of your world is still will always be your perspective. And it will change and grow as you change and grow. But as we consciously choose the energies that we want to engage with, this energy to me helps us create a positive love tipping point, helps us create an ability to see goodness in the world. So join us for this movement. My world is good. And I want to use this today. We're going to use it in our focusing process here shortly. But just feel into it. As I say every day, feel it. My world is good. And then speak it. And then feel it some more. And do that as often through the day as you can. Because every time you do, it alters your vibration. And we're going to talk about that more too. So I ask you to join us wherever you see this sign. You'll see these backdrops. You'll see I post on a regular basis, hashtag my world is good. Share it. Tell everybody about it. This is not about your email addresses. This is not about you're buying anything. This is simply about us coming together in energy and using that energy to create a powerful, powerful change. So I'll ask you to join me with that. We're going to take, just a short break, just to transition here. And when we come back, Cindy's going to join us. All right. Thanks, everybody. All right, we are back. I'm going to bring Cindy in. Hi, Cindy. Oops, pushing Cindy's button. There she is. Hello, hello. You're
pushing my buttons. No, but it's
okay. I'm a world. Please don't push my buttons.
I'm not here in the dark. I'm coming up here in the light.
That's right. We're in it together. I'm so excited to have you here for this conversation. For those of you who don't know Cindy, she's written like a million books. And she's an incredible energy healer and teacher. And is this the book I should be telling people about?
Is it the trauma one?
The
trauma book, what we're ready to be done with.
This is her current book. There's another one or two coming out sometime over the course of the year here. So, energy healing for trauma, stress, and chronic illness. We talked about some, she's talked about some incredible. I love her work. I've worked with Cindy and just incredible stuff. And so this is going to be a wonderful conversation to really bring the idea of vibration home and make it understandable. My hope is that we're going to kind of create this foundation of clarity about when we're talking about vibration and energy. It's really not word salad. It's really important. And understanding those words and understanding, more importantly, the impact is what we hope to accomplish today. So,
and understanding our own power, because we're energy. So it starts with us and we can change it as well.
I love that. So just to get us started, in what would you say is maybe your most one or two important things about understanding vibration? I know there's a lot, but just, is there a foundational thing that you kind of find is a good place to start?
Yeah. And I think it's simple and it's scientific and it makes spirituality easy also. I go back to how I define energy. And I mean, you know what? Everything's made out of energy, feelings, thoughts, food, the beings who are dead, the beings who are alive, we're all made out of energy. And energy is just information or data that vibrates. So vibration is half of that quotient. And, vibration itself is just movement. All it is movement. Everything's vibrating. Everything's moving. Everything's knocking around. If you were to look at kind of the secret world that we can't see, that it would look like toddlers. they never nap. They just bounce around. Everything about us is constantly in movement.
Love that. Love that. I would say for me that the foundation, at least as I see it, is in feeling, is getting in touch with the experience of feeling inside of self, so that because that's how we experience vibration. It's an experience. So if you are allowing yourself to feel, then feeling energy and vibration becomes a lot easier. If you're struggling with the feeling piece, hopefully we can give you some tools to navigate that, to feel safer about that experience. But what I would say about that and to what Cindy said is that ultimately understanding your energy is the safest possible thing you could possibly do, it as opposed to the concept that it's not safe or that you're going to discover something horrible hanging out in your field somewhere that you never knew about. I don't know where that ever came from, but but so many people I know are like, yeah, no, I don't want to go because there's like some dark stuff in there. I don't want to, you know, it's like, it's all you. It's all you.
It is. It's all you. I remember when I was little and I could sense spirits and hear things other people weren't hearing and this and that. And I thought it was perfectly normal. I could feel it. So I love the feeling and sensing part. And my dad was like, well, you just don't know what's going to be bad. You just don't want to do any of that because it could be bad. I'm like, well, what if it's good? How often do we have to go into life just being scared instead of open and excited?
The whole like have to instead of I get to, or let's get to I get to instead of I have to. That's another great place to go. Great introduction. We're going to take a short break here as we go into a moment to focus. This is a period that I like to do, take a few minutes to just bring everybody who's watching and participating with us into the same field. And we're going to talk about that a little in the meditation. So, because what I know, you know, they say, and this is not meant to be religious, but there is that experience where two or more are gathered. That is a legitimate, very real experience. And I find that in focusing us at the beginning of this, that we then have even more energy to go deeper to help address the things that are most important to you guys out there listening and watching. And so far, I found that it's pretty much a fail-safe. It works every time. So I'm excited about that. So Cindy, we'll be right back. We're going to take a moment to focus. All right, guys. So I want you to just take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Let it all go. Let it all go for wherever you are at this moment. Just let your body relax. If you're sitting or standing or laying down, however you're doing it, obviously, if you're driving, please don't get so relaxed or close your eyes. But I want you to focus now into the breath of an inhale through the nose and an exhale from the mouth. And I want you to just become aware of your field. And when I say your field, as you close your eyes, just become aware of what sensation you experience outside of your body and around your body. And a lot of times people say, I don't feel anything. And I say, breathe a little deeper, take it a little further. Stay in the breath. Don't stay in the mind. Stay in the breath, focusing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you do that, you will feel yourself coming into center. You'll feel yourself settling into yourself. And then let that feeling, let your senses experience whatever all this is. And become aware. What you begin to notice is that in varying parts in your energetic field, there are things, there's density, there's stuff that sort of hangs out in our field. And that's true of all of us. It's as we go through the day, some of it is stuff we're conscious of, much of it is stuff we're unconscious of, and much of it is stuff that isn't even ours. It's energy that has resonated or pinged something in our field that we walked through somebody's thought form, we walked through, we watched a particular television show and that the energy and the chaos of that pinged something in your field. I want you to be aware of it because I'm going to ask you to command your field to disconnect from all of it. Just let it be for a moment. If it's important, it'll be there when we're done. It'll come back. But I want you to recognize that all of that going on, because remember, all of those things in your field are taking portions and parts of your energy. They're absorbing your energy. So if they're positive things, that's great. They may amplify your field a little, but if they're not great stuff, they can start to take, it's what we call baggage. they start to hang out and they start to have weight and they start to diminish the light of you. So as you're in this space, your eyes are closed, you're breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. I want you to consciously command your field into your body. Just do the command. Just command the field. Move in, pulling it into your heart, right into the center of your heart space as you continue to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you bring that field into the heart space, feel the intensity and the power and the extraordinariness of that energy inside of you. Because what I want you to experience right now is the inside of you. Just letting that energy, that consciousness roam around the inside of your head as you experience, maybe for the first time, an experience of what does your brain feel like? What is it like behind your eyes and your sinuses? What's it like traveling along your brain stem down into your spinal cord and feeling the incredible energy in the spinal cord as it sends all of those signals out into your body? Become aware of the entirety of your torso and all of the organs and muscles and tissues and blood vessels that are bursting with life, that are filled with aliveness and filled with joy. I call it joy because it's living its purpose. It's expressing in the way that it should, right? And letting that travel through your arms and your legs and down your body. And if you happen to notice some discomfort in there, be aware of it and just focus your awareness in it. Focus that energy, that consciousness, and just breathe into it in through the nose and out through the mouth and expand it and let it dissipate. Let whatever that discomfort is dissipate. It doesn't require your attention. And now we're going to breathe for just a moment. In through the nose and out through the mouth, we're going to do a counted breath because for me, breath is everything. Breath is the foundation of everything we are. It's life force. It's prana. It's chi. Those are not different. Those are all the same thing, but it is what animates us. It is what gives us the ability to manage our energy if we choose to. Because when we can use breath consciously, we are managing our field, but we are also lining ourselves up in a way, connecting to that highest part of ourselves and creating what I call that altered state, that frequency or vibration that spins higher than any negative energy that you may be carrying in your field. So we're going to inhale to a count of four. We're going to fill completely. We're going to rest at the top for a short count, feeling full. And then we're going to purge out of the mouth, releasing all of that breath and air to a count of six. So that we reach the deepest parts of the lobes of the lungs and taking all that old energy and air out, getting ready for new, fresh aliveness. And then we're going to rest in the void at the bottom, just as important as the fullness at the top. So here we go, focusing as we inhale in through the nose, 2, 3, 4. We're holding, we're relaxing in fullness, and then we're releasing from the mouth, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Beautiful. Now rest in the emptiness. Feel the beauty of the emptiness. And now engage the lungs as you inhale, filling fully. 2, 3, 4. Good. Feel that fullness. Beautiful. And now release and purge from the mouth. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, releasing it all as you settle into that emptiness, into that void, feeling the peace there. As you engage the lungs, we carry on. 2, 3, 4, breathing in 360 degrees. Feel that expansion at the top as you rest into the fullness. And then we release from the mouth. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and resting into that emptiness once again. And I want you to continue that rhythm on your own. Continue it, breathing in, feeling the fullness, feeling how that feels in your body as you take in all of that amazing energy. Feel it as it brings the tingle through your whole body as you reach that top and you feel that fullness, the beautiful fullness. And then consciously choosing to surrender it through the breath. Just let it go. Knowing you can create it with every breath. Every breath you can take that expanded feeling with you. And as you reach the bottom, resting in the emptiness, because there are many times in life where emptying the cup is so important. Surrendering as you re-engage the breath and continue. Let that breath continue to fill you and flush you and release. And as you continue that breath, stay connected to my voice. And as we talked about, my world is good. I want you to take my world is good and start in your head as you're breathing and just feel my world is good. My world is good. Just feel that in your body, in your energy, in your space. My world is good. And as you're breathing, feel that my world is good. 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 And let the last cycle of breath take you down, completing this cycle. Wherever you are in the process, take it through to the end. And then gently allow your energy now, because its nature is to expand. Let it expand again. Let it move out into the world again. Clean, healthy, purified, conscious energy that you just brought in, that you just purged and released and brought in more new. You can do that anytime. You can do that all the time. And as you become present, as your field opens up and brings Cindy back with us, I just want you all to be present with us and thank you for your energy. Thank you for your being with us and contributing to this conversation. If you have any comments or questions, if you go to the Adventures in Truth Facebook page, you can type in the comments. We'll get them online here on air, and we will respond as we get them. So welcome back, Miss Cindy. Here we are.
I feel wonderful. I love your 4-6 breath. I do it constantly since you've taught it to me.
Yay. It's an amazing thing.
It is.
It really is. Amazing, powerful tool. All right. So we have started this conversation about understanding vibration. And before we dove in, we're going to move into the science, I guess, now. We're going to talk about what is this stuff? What is it? What is it, Cindy? What is this energy stuff?
Well, isn't that the question? So, well, you know, there's a great quote from Einstein from a long time ago. And Einstein said, you know, all this stuff you think is real, you know, the phone, your shirt, your earrings, even your mood or something that's bad happening in your life or whatever it is, we call it matter. You know, it matters to us and it's made out of matter. And he said, there's no such thing as matter. He said, there isn't matter. Matter is just really slow down vibration that carries information. That's all it is. So what I love about that is from a scientific point of view, if we move around the vibration, if we quicken it, if we slow it more, if we move it to the right or to the left, you can change matter. You can change what is going to appear or not appear in your life. That's science. That's not just woo-woo talk.
Right. I love that. You know, more and more, and one of the things that I love as we've evolved as human beings and in consciousness, and as science has evolved, you know, we now understand way more deeply through quantum physics, through all kinds of science, that the energy, this energy thing is not a joke. I mean, it's, you know, when we talk about frequencies, we now can map the frequencies of emotion, you know, that when you're in that despair and you're in that depression, the vibration of that is low, low frequency and very dense, right? But as you move up the emotional tone scale, those frequencies change. The vibration changes. So your vibration gets cleaner. It gets more focused. It gets more fine-tuned. And I've been exploring this too with YouTube is a wonderful, magical place because you can go and explore through sound tons of vibrational experiences, everything from 111 hertz to 963, you know, and everywhere in between, to help you align the parts of you that may feel like they're not aligning well. And the fact that we have that stuff now to help us talk about energy and vibration is so extraordinary. Because I even know, and I'm sure you know, not even 20 years ago, we weren't there yet.
Well, regular science wasn't.
No.
No. We can even map the frequencies of different diseases and different microbes. You know, way back in the 1930s and the 1940s, there was an inventor, Dr. Royal Rife, who created a microscope, and he used ultraviolet light and monochromatic beams of energy and this and that and the other thing. But what he was able to determine was the different frequencies of different microbes. And he could actually figure out what he called the mortality oscillation of various microbes. Get that, mortality oscillation. So at what vibration will a bacteria infect you or kill you? The same with a virus or some other pathogen. He also discovered that if you vibrate, you know, set frequencies at that lethal, say, bacteria, at its same frequency, it cancels out the bacteria. We can do this. We don't need a microscope. We can't even get these microscopes anymore. I mean, right? You can go on YouTube, but we have the equipment inside because we're made out of vibration. Every single part of us vibrates. Your liver is a certain set of vibrations or frequencies. Same with your toenail. Same, you know, with a certain type of a thought. So we can start moving the vibrations in us and around us, and we can literally, if we kind of feel it through, we could cancel out a harmful pathogen.
Yeah. And that's some extraordinary stuff, because it's really changing the understanding. You know, I know you and I have talked about this for a long time in our own lives in this, and that is the frequency of disease and how disease is created. And it's been an uphill battle for a while, getting people to disconnect from the victim mentality to understanding the power that they have, that we all have, to address those vibrational occurrences. And that, you know, yes, sometimes they take time. Sometimes we've ignored it too long, and the vibrational frequency has become too dense and it's too physicalized. So we have to then address it in a physical way, but we still address it in an energetic way. The physical just means we have to use other tools. But our ability to heal ourselves, our ability, you know, as I talked about at the beginning of the show, we are our own world. We are creating our world through our perspective, through our beliefs, our thoughts, our ideas, our, you know, that's creating a field. It's creating our energy and our vibration. We have the ability to alter that at will in any given moment, at any given time. And that is amazing power, because we can choose not to engage energies that don't serve us. And that's really what I hope we're going to, you know, instill as we talk about this today. We're going to get into some experiences here for you all, so that you can begin to take and internalize the experience rather than just have us give you words about.
Exactly. And whatever you can't change on your own inside of yourself, we're interconnected. There's another branch of science called pleomorphism that says something like a pathogen becomes lethal or not, depending on the environment. So, you know, it's not all just on us. Get into a different environment. Get connected to the kind of uplifting people. You know, create the good world, you know, and live in it. Make that your home. And so you can make vibrational changes inside of you, but you can also set them up outside of yourself as well. Put some new colors in your bedroom and, you know, see what happens. You know, do what you need to do outside as well as inside.
Yeah, that's brilliant, because there's, I know for myself, there's, you know, I may be having a, you know, if I'm having a challenging day or if I'm dealing with some different things, if I throw some yoga music up on the screen and let it play, just let it play at a very low volume, I will find a change in my vibrational experience almost immediately. So whatever was affecting me here is kind of ameliorated for a minute so that I can attend to here, and not be confused by the two, which we're going to get into, because Cindy has an amazing exercise that's going to help us differentiate that stuff. So awesome. Where are we? Do we want to dive into one?
Let's dive in. Let's do exercise.
Let's dive in. We're going to do what we're going to do. Are you going to use your 3 minutes today? Do you want to talk to the people?
I do want to talk to the people, all the people, and all the animals too.
So we're going to do a quick break, quick commercial break. And then when we come back from the commercial, Cindy, the floor will be yours. And then right after that, we're going to go into to share these experiences with y'all. So right after this, we'll be right back. I'm going to take a quick break. Boom, boom. Me and my buttons, you know, I got one of these days. All right. So we're going to talk for just a quick second. I'll share with you a little bit about the science of transformation. And I'm going to do a reading because I don't have it down yet. So here we go, because I have a new commercial and everything. I'm so excited about this. So are you ready to be free from the limitations of fear, anxiety, and depression? Are you ready to reclaim your energy from feeling lost or powerless, maybe purposeless? Do you feel overwhelmed by your relationship with fear? Did you know the power to transform every aspect of your experiences within you, just like we were talking about? And that, to me, that is the foundation of what the science of transformation is about. My program, The Science of Transformation, is about tapping into your greatest potential, exploring all possibilities, experiencing everything you desire, changing, evolving, and coming to a deep clarity about all of it. It's about becoming not just the best version of yourself, but the highest potential version of yourself, becoming who you truly are and who you were meant to be. And I encourage you to check out www.thesciencetransformation.com is my new website for the science of transformation. And I'm going to share this wonderful commercial with you from Lauren Harris, who created this for me. It's amazing. And I hope it stimulates you to check it out. Here we go.
Science of Transformation method, and I can't tell you the difference that it's made in my life.
This program is all about you coming into the greatest form of you. All right. I just love doing things. They're just fun. All these little gadgets and things you get to do.
They scare me to death. I'm so happy you can do the gadgets. I like to watch the gadgets.
So it's good stuff. All right. I'm turning my show over to Cindy. This is her show for the next 3 minutes. So Cindy, have at it. Tell the people all about you.
Well, I'll tell you about myself. I first want to do an extra commercial, though, for Jim, because I really did have a couple sessions with him and participated in his Science of Transformation journey. It was life-changing. It was awesome. Parts of it were scary because feelings were coming up and old stuff was coming up. But the great part is Jim was able to attend to me in a way, you know, and you know, the process attends in such a way that, you know, what's just doesn't suit anymore is gone. And that's a lot of what I like to do with and for clients too. I have written 27 books, which is a really big number of books. I don't really remember what most of them say because the writer having written moves on. Right. So sometimes people ask me, you know, a story out of my book. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I think I'll have to look that up. But, you know, one of the reasons I write books, I work with energy, I do classes, I love to teach. I love teaching to help people come into their own self and their own power is because of something I went through when I was about 12 or 13. I had a very tough family. I'm sure many of us relate. And when I was about 12, I told my parents, I'm not going to be here anymore. I'm done. I'm done. I'm going to die. And they just thought I was crackers because they kind of thought I was crackers anyway. And I got sick. I got really sick. I lost a lot of weight within 2 or 3 days. My uncle, who was a surgeon, came over to see me and he's like, we're probably going to have to put her in the hospital. And I was like, whatever, I'm on my way out. So one of those nights, I think three nights in, I left my body. I was like, God, good. I'm sick enough. I can leave. I'm leaving. I'm looking down in this skinny little body in the bed, you know, with this glass of orange juice next to her with Lysol. Everything back then was Lysol. Now that we have COVID, everything's Lysol again. And I'm drifting away, so happy to leave. And this voice said, you have to go back. I said, no, because I'm Norwegian and I have to be stubborn. And I'm just leaving. I don't see any light, but I know I'm leaving kind of where I don't want to be. And the voice again says, you have to go back. And I again say, no. And then the voice said, you are going back. You haven't done anything. And there I was, back in my body, miserable for years because I was so angry that I couldn't just be free, that I stopped up my intuitive powers. I wouldn't participate. I mean, honestly, I got anorexia and bulimia and codependency and all this other kind of stuff until I started to go to therapy and learned about not only family of origin, but also the beauty of working with energy and intuition and healing and love. And I feel like some of why I feel so compelled to create books, to share knowledge, is because I'm finally understanding we really are here to do something. We're not here to just do the doing. We can watch television. We can kick back. We can take long time to make brownies and don't eat the whole pan, but you know, eat one or two of the brownies. We can be the being, but we are here to do the doing too. So I think part of what I'm about is to help people find that place and that excitement and power inside. So you feel like doing the doing, you don't have to just push yourself through it. So I'm just Cindy Dale. And it was very nice to talk with all of you for a while.
That was great. What an amazing story. And how well put together, but that's extraordinary. And I always love hearing, you know, it's interesting. I was on a show the other night and he started with, so tell me about yourself. I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding? Where do you want me to start? Do you want the first 10, the second 10, the third 10? And so it's just lovely to hear, you know, when you're able to bring it that clearly and people can connect to you and definitely connect to Cindy. Definitely a good thing. All right. So here we are. We are going, oh goodness gracious. Me and my buttons again. Here we go. Into the experiences, yes. So we're going to spend the next segment here talking about actually hoping to share some experiences with you all. Cindy, did you want to do yours first? Do you want me to go? Which do you prefer?
I'll start. Okay, great. What I'm going to do is help you kind of sense through your energy field. You know, that's the energy of you that's around you. You know, what might be impacting you that's negative? I'm going to actually help you just feel into, sense into, get an intuitive like knowing of whatever sort of negative vibration. Really, you may not even know yet until you tune in, might be impacting you or impeding you, and give you a really easy way to clear that. So let's go right into that. I just encourage all of you to take a couple deep breaths, settle into your body. So I always think of this term that we use in the energy field, grounding, as meaning your soul, the part of you that travels through time, to learn about love, to have experiences, to grow through experiences. Your soul needs to be all the way in your body, all right? Because you're here to be your soul, not just fly around, kind of daydreaming. So through your breath, as you breathe in, just acknowledge and help guide your own soul, that immortal aspect of yourself, all the way down through your body, through your feet, into the ground. There's aspects of you under the ground. And then again, through your breath, feel your soul, that sort of traveling part of you that needs to also be here within you. Feel it rise up through your torso, across your shoulders, down your arms and hands, up through your neck and your head. And then allow your soul, with your consciousness, your awareness in it, to just spread into and throughout your energy field. And that's not a complicated term. Every single cell Every organ, every aspect of us gives off energy, electromagnetic radiation, fields of energy. So you're just helping yourself sense into and feel all the fields that you're generating that make up the total you. You're able to feel who you are inside, but you're also able to identify with the self that's outside the skin. So feel how big you are right now. I just want you to take a couple breaths and breathe in and through your own greatness and your own being. All right. And don't you feel natural and full? Well, most likely, some vibration's been kind of nagging at your energy field. Somebody's thoughts, opinions, feelings, something happening in the world, maybe an invisible energy that's hard to perceive or even describe. We all have stuff, so you're being given permission to just sense in and around yourself where something is getting in, some kind of vibration feels lower, heavier, and darker, and sort of brings all of you down when you focus on it. You might affiliate that negativity, you know, as being connected to some actual part of the body, but I want you to remain out in your energy field, because that which is not ours comes in from the outside to the in. So we're going to cleanse the outside so that we can keep the inside pure. So wherever you get that sense of a negative or a downward or not matching vibration, could even make you feel chilled or too hot. You'll have a sense of it, a feeling of it. I want you to take a couple deep breaths and ask your own self, your own inner self, your own empowered self, and or whatever it is you call your higher power, to just flood your field and especially that area with what I call absolute light. Before I define it, I just want you to sense it and feel it. And notice what's happening is that darker energy or spot or cloud is being filled with this sort of perfect and pure light. It transforms, and it certainly cannot remain connected to you. And that absolute light coming all the way through your field can then enter the actual physical body, rise up from below, fall into you from above, and come to rest in your heart. That light, scientifically, that actually is a light that exists in the universe. It's still here from before the Big Bang. It is a light that is so pure, it casts no darkness. It has no polar opposites. Anytime you want to be filled with that which is truly good and creates the good world of you and around you, just simply know that you're already connected to and surrounded by this absolute light, and that you have the birthright to direct it in you and around you or at that which is concerning you. Breathe deep again, sense that light, for you are made of it. And return cleansed to the here and now.
That was lovely and very powerful. That light, I've not used it in that form before, but that light's pretty extraordinary.
It's a real light. Scientists are discovering that it's in the cosmic background radiation, that it's in these twists in space, that it's pre-Big Bang. I equate it with, you know, what we call scalar waves, which are these really quick beams of light that carry energy and go through objects. But it's really kind of spiritual light. It's that quality of light that when something finally heals or instantly heals, you know, whichever way you want to look at it, right? This is the absolute light that holds the essence of what's supposed to be. And it's okay to have to work on something for a while. This is the light that sort of lets us creep through that resistance and then gradually brings things to what they really truly are already underneath too.
Yeah. Good, good, good. I hope you all availed yourself of that. That was an extraordinary experience to get to really start to feel into your own energetic space. It's pretty incredible. And it's not, while it is in your face, it's not like in your face. It's when you allow yourself to be in the experience, it's very present. You don't have to hunt. It's there. It's just attending. It's bringing your attention and focus to it is all that's required. And I think that was beautiful. So I would like to share a little exercise that I like to do, a little different in approach. So buckle your seatbelts. No. So here we go. This is a two-part process. I'm going to ask you to trust me through the process because at the beginning you're going to want to go, I don't know about this, but I'm going to ask you to trust me. I will not leave you in a place you can't get out of, but I will take you out of that place before we go anywhere else. So not to fear. So what I want you to do, take a deep breath. Just get present with the moment. You can do this with your eyes open or eyes closed. I tend to think initially the eyes closed help you to focus a little better. So what I want you to do right now, in this moment, right here, right now, is I want you to invoke fear. I want you to choose it. I want you to invoke it in whatever fashion. You can remember a situation. You can remember something you saw on television. You can remember a book you read. I don't care what it is. Just invoke it in your space. I want you to bring fear into your field, into your body, and then I want you to feel it. I want you to feel the immediate impact that calling that energy has on your physical vessel. Pick words. Cindy, if you have words, please share them. I find words like heavy.
Discouraging, despairing, kind of hopeless feeling to me.
Yeah, kind of definitely distracted. So let yourself verbalize those words. What are you feeling in your own experience? It's challenging when we can't hear you, but I hear you. Feel into that. Just be aware of it. Be aware of how it's affecting all of you. Notice that your thoughts begin to change. Notice that your emotions begin to change. Just notice your demeanor in that invocation, okay? Good. We're done with that. I'm going to ask you to take three breaths very quickly in through the nose and out through the mouth. We're going to shed this energy. We're going to release it. You called it. You can now surrender it. So in the idea of surrender, we're going to go into the nose, out through the mouth three times. Here we go. In. Again. Again. Good. And just surrender and let that go. You may experience a little residual. It's okay. We're going to fix that. But I want you to be aware of that as well. Notice that when you call in fear, when fear is in your experience, it may not evaporate in a heartbeat. It may take a little dissipation for it to move out. Because we have so many things in our field that can hook into that energy that will keep it locked. And I'm letting you use the breath. That's what the energy is there for. Use that prana. Move that life force to get that energy out of there. Now we're going to focus and shift gears real quick. We're going to shift now, and I want you to remember the best day of your life, whatever that was for you. I want you to remember whatever comes up for you is the best day of your life, whether it was a wedding, whether it was a birth, whether it was a job, whatever, the best day of your life. And I want you to get into it. I want you to juice the memory. I want you to feel all of the feelings you felt in that experience, the incredible feelings. And again, I want you to put words to those feelings. I was empowered. I was joyful. I was uplifted. I was expanded. What were you? What words fill that space for you as you relive and recreate and call on that best experience of your life? And now that you have some words for that, just feeling into that, right? Now bring yourself present again. It was a quick exercise. But I want you to bring yourself present again. We're not going to shake this one off. We like this feeling. So you can hold on to this a little bit. If you want to shake it off, you can do the breath again. But here's what I want you to realize. Number of things. First, you commanded all of that experience. You, all of you out there who just did the exercise, commanded that experience of yourself, which means you consciously created those experiences. not only did you consciously create them, you created them to the degree that you could feel them. It wasn't in your imagination. It wasn't a linear thought that ran by. It was an experience. That's what we do unconsciously all the time. The year of conscious creation, this program, this idea about vibration is understanding the enormous impact you have every second of your life. To feel, to experience, and to change that experience when that experience is not serving in the moment. It doesn't mean we're not going to have moments of not feeling good. It means we have a choice about what energy we call into that feeling. Are we going to be afraid of it? Or are we going to look for the ways to find joy or to find relief or to find love in a different capacity? So that's a brief exercise just to give you all that experience. So I hope that was impactful for you. And I hope that it gives you a little sense of how much you really do know about energy and how much you can simply give yourself permission to experience that and to take ownership of it, so that you can create the life you desire and the life that you want by working through all of those other things. So I hope that that was good for you. And I would like to do one more quick thing. We still have some time. So I want to do one more quick exercise. Then Cindy, I'm going to ask you to do another one if you have one. This for me is a clearing exercise. And there's a lot. Cindy's exercise was extraordinary for helping you to realize that we are impacted by things all the time from outside of self. And one of the tools that I use, especially as you become more sensitive, because as you become more conscious, you become more sensitive. That sensitivity doesn't have to disable you, but it is a process of adjustment to get used to that and understanding how to differentiate outside and inside energies. Sometimes that's not clear. So here's a quick exercise you can do that will help you with that. And I call it the sun exercise. I learned this 30 years ago, and I use it all the time. It's a two-stage exercise. The first part is that you are imagining or you're creating a giant sun. You visualize a giant sun in your field, beautiful, radiant sun, and you command that sun to remove from your field any energy that does not belong to you, meaning anything you've picked up along your path, a thought form that got stuck, a belief system that's not yours, whatever it is, energies that are not yours, and you don't have to differentiate any of them. Just command the sun. I build this beautiful sun and I ask this sun to remove from me all energies that do not belong to me. Return them from where they came, cleansed and purified. And just sit in that space for 1 or 2 minutes. You'll feel a physical sensation of change as you feel things popping out of your field and things are unlocking from your energy that aren't yours. I use this exercise a lot if I'm around toxic people or I'm around people that I know I have a negative response to, because that means they're able to access a part of my energy and trigger me because it's my energy. So I use this to help disengage those triggers so that I can let them keep their energy and I don't have to take any of it. So the second part of that is once that, and if you find that sun, you're going to watch that sun filling up. And as that sun fills, if it gets black before you're done, simply blow it up and build a new one and keep going. Just keep going until all you see is glorious, radiant sun. And then you're going to create a new sun on the converse of that. And that sun, you're going to pull back. You're going to call back all of your energy that you've scattered all over the universe. Energy that you've left, energy that you in your empathetic state decided to leave all over the place for people to grab and take hold of. Call that energy back. I command all that energy to return to me cleansed and purified. So whoever picked it up and put stuff in it, you don't have to take that. You can just simply take your field and your energy back by calling it to you and cleansed and purified. And then spend a minute or two feeling that, because really it's extraordinary when you feel, because over time you'll start to be able to see where you leave your energy. You'll start to be able to see the places, because we all have energy habits. We all have those moments or those things that we do with our energy that while they're unconscious, they're still habits. And you will find along the way how you do that. And you'll begin to notice it. And then what's even cooler is that you can focus specifically on those places where you know you leave your energy. You know, if you work on clients and you take on energy, you'll begin to see how you do that and stop doing it because it's not good. It's not healthy. You should never do it. It's not yours to take on. So that's called the sun exercise. And I hope it's something that you can utilize that will help you to clean your space when you need it, because you can use it everywhere and anywhere at any moment that you need to. So that's my second contribution. Would you like to add anything to that, Miss Cindy?
I'm really hot right now because we're doing the phone.
You are, girl. You hot.
I got it. Right? You know, one thing I do consistently, it's very simple, is spirit plant medicine, is you don't actually have to always take an herb, you know, or bring a medicine into your body, because we're energy fields and because everything's about vibration. Sometimes if I'm feeling funky or down, or I think I'm getting a cold, I just stop, feel into my energy field, and ask to have a brought to me the spirit of a plant that can then send the energy of that plant into me. And you can probably feel it. Whatever's showing up for you, Jim, or me right now, I do this on the phone with clients all the time. And they're like, wow, you know, I feel a lot better. I'm not worried anymore. So remember that we're part of the natural world, and it's a vibratory world. So, and there's beautiful vibrations out there that you can summon and call and ask for yourself or for others as well.
It's fantastic. I love the feel of that. There was, you're reminding me of one, I actually read this in an Abraham Hicks group, and I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to, because it so appealed to me when I saw it. And what they said was to take a glass of water and sit with that glass of water and focus as much love and well-being and joy into that glass of water as you can possibly focus. Focus wellness, focus whatever it is you want to positively affect. Focus it into that water for as maybe 5 minutes, whatever it takes, just to imbue that water with this vital energy, and then drink it and feel all of that. You've now taken an energy and incorporated into a physical experience that you're now ingesting, and you're taking all of that love that you've just generated, all of that healing that you've just generated, and sharing it with every cell of your body. That just... I wish I had time to do it before so I could talk about the experience of it, but I'll do that on another day.
It changes the water molecules. We've seen pictures. Water molecules change shape when we do that.
I have that book actually somewhere over there. I couldn't remember what the guy's name was. I'll have to bring it up sometime.
If I'm saying it right, Emoto, Dr. Emoto.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Emoto, yes. That's right. So we have about 2 minutes or so. So let's I think that those experiences were fantastic, and thank you for the things that you brought there with that. Those were great. So let's take a minute here to just wrap up with a quick tip or two about tools you can use for, I think we gave you a bunch of tools, maybe some tips for your vibration, being attentive to it, whatever aspect of it you feel compelled to share, Cindy.
A lot of times people go, well, how do I know if a vibration is good for me or not, or how I'm vibrating? You know, I like to every so often, 2-3 times a day, just remember, like you did in one of our exercises, a happy moment. But I like to go back to my childhood, because so often when we're unencumbered by the world and we're children and maybe we're alone or with our friends or our dogs or our pets or whatever, we have those times when we can just be our vibration. We each have our own original vibratory signature. We are our own vibration. So remind yourself of that. Like I used to love, you know, to play in a swamp that we lived near. I would go wander pretending I was Nancy Drew and Trixie Belden and all these characters that I don't know if people know about today, but I would go wander and be those, you know, young women. And I was myself. I wasn't them. I was actually being me. So remind yourself of yourself, and you'll naturally not pick up what's not yours.
Beautiful. You naturally will too. That's very cool. All right. There you see on the screen, www.cindydale.com. If you'd like to be in touch with Cindy, maybe work with her, get a book, any of the above, attend a seminar, all of the above. Check out cindydale.com, because she is an amazing woman, if you haven't experienced that in the last 50 minutes. Cindy, thank you for being here. I am so overjoyed with this topic. I think we covered a lot of ground. And I hope all of you out there found some nuggets and some tools and things that will help you to better understand vibration and energy. And don't hesitate to reach out if you want to learn more. The show is www.adventuresintruth.com. You can go there to learn all about the show and Moments in Truth, which is a new segment that I've been doing. It's just 2 or 3 minute segments of a very focused message. And I'm loving where that's going. www.fearisachoicebook. Check out my book. I didn't even talk about it today. I don't know what I'm thinking. Fear is a choice book. Wait. Fear is a choice book. Great. There's lots of information there. Videos about giving you more information about the book, but also just more understanding of that. And then www.thescienceTransformation.com. If you want to work with Jim, that's where you go for that. But thank you all for being here. If you like the show, please click that like button, share it with your friends, share it with your neighbors, let everybody know we're out here. And thank you for those of you that are subscribed and do participate. I appreciate you. I love you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart because we love what we're doing and we love to be able to do this and to share it with you and to talk with you and to connect with you. So, Cindy, you are an amazing person, and hopefully you'll hang on while I do my closing and I'll catch you on the other side of the close. But thank you all again very much. Have an amazing weekend, an amazing week until I see you again. And I'm looking for my buttons again. Here we go. End of the show. Have a great day, everybody. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Livecast. Please like, subscribe, and share. If you'd like to learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, check it out at www.fearisachoicebook.com. Also check out Moments of Truth, a new offering from Adventures in Truth. If you'd like to work with Jim, check out www.thescienceTransformation.com to book a session. Tune in live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time and every Friday, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Or look for our new releases and podcasts every Monday. Until next time, be well, and we'll see you again on Adventures in Truth Livecast.